With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton moves closer and closer to landfall on the western coast of Florida. Pinellas County sent out an alert Wednesday to residents about evacuating ahead of Milton.
This is an urgent message from Pinellas County government.
Mandatory evacuations in effect for evacuation zones A, B, C, and all mobile homes in Pinellas. Deadly storm surge expected. Get out now. This is your last chance to get out before the storm.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says with Hurricane Milton set to make landfall Wednesday night into Thursday morning, the clock is ticking to evacuate.
The time to get out, that window is narrowing, and there is going to be a point very soon where you won't be able to get out.
As of 6 p.m. Wednesday, Milton was centered about 50 miles west-southwest of Sarasota, Florida, and had maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. The Category 3 storm was moving northeast at 15 miles an hour. At least 18 people are dead after Israel hits Gaza. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Two strikes hit tents for displaced people in the urban Nusayrat and Berej refugee camps in central Gaza. The bodies of nine people, including three children, were brought to the El Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the nearby town of Deir el-Bala. An Associated Press journalist saw the bodies at the morgue. On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel has killed the successor to the head of Hezbollah, while the militant group's acting leader promised more fighting in southern Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry to David Baker, Demis Hassabis, and John Jumper, who discovered powerful techniques to predict and even design novel proteins. This is SRN News. Some tips for preaching to atheists. SRN's Michael Harrington has this story.
The Barter Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements. International Christian Concern warns the Biden administration is making a mistake in funding Somalia. This is SRN News. The Small Business Administration could run out of money to fund disaster loans in the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation.
The SBA is offering disaster loans for small businesses in some counties in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. But President Biden said in a recent letter to Congress that aid could run out, quote, in a matter of weeks if more federal funding is not approved. This is Milton bears down on Florida.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Social Security recipients are expected to receive a smaller cost of living increase in January than in recent years as inflation moderates. The Social Security Administration will announce the increase Thursday. In advance, analysts are forecasting a 2.5% increase for the year 2025. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.